Well, this is Fionn Jones of the Consultation Institute with some reflections on what's become clearer in the last few days, which is the government's retreat from referendums in the course of the localism bill. Now, they haven't made this U-turn in respect of all referendums, just the ones that were going to be non-binding and those that were prompted by a 5% of the population presenting a petition to the council. Either that or elected members insisting on a referendum. Now, this was meant to be an experiment in direct democracy. It's much touted as another way of giving power to the people. And I think what this U-turn represents is a triumph for existing established politicians and the political parties who realized what a nuisance this can be. I don't know if it's a coincidence that this has happened at the time when the government has had huge embarrassment from the debate it was obliged to hold in Parliament on another referendum, a proposed EU referendum. So they maybe have realised the potential for harm to the cohesiveness of a government by having this kind of power exerted over them. And I'm quite sure that the political parties think it's difficult enough to push through difficult decisions in our municipalities in the wake of expenditure cuts and what have you, and probably could do without campaigning groups being able to force the issue and hold a referendum on various subjects. Now, in my view, referendums are never a particularly good form of consultation. Yes, they have their place, but they're a very blunt yes or no instrument. And notice that the government is retaining the referendum provisions of neighbourhood planning. And you can argue that all the really, really significant contentious local issues that would prompt a referendum are going to come up in neighbourhood planning anyway. So they haven't gone away, but this does mark a significant retreat. And, you know, I have an idea that the people who might take credit for this change, not that they'd want to, are the campaigning platforms such as Avaaz and 38 Degrees, because it is their power to attract large numbers of signatures in response to consultations or maybe just spontaneously that I think has terrified political parties and politicians. Indeed, weren't they at least in part responsible for the climate of petition signing becoming such the norm that 100,000 people very quickly demanded from the government a debate they didn't want to have? I think the retreat from referendums is a realization that this government doesn't want too many more debates it doesn't want to have.